Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. I'm sitting in homes of people in the Arctic, in the temperate zones, in the equator zones. I'm sitting here everywhere in people's homes. I'm sitting on the bedside table of children, and all of them get ready for bed pretty much the same way. No matter what the culture may be, no matter what language they speak, no matter what color of their skin, no matter what, they all do it pretty much the same. After a lovely day of play and a lovely day of activity, the children are ready to settle down for the night. Now, as I join with these children, as they're getting ready to go to bed, some of them sleep on the floor. Most of them, in fact, throughout the world sleep on the floor. And others have beds, and some have their bed on the floor, and they call that their bed, and it is a wonderful bed. So I was visiting with these people who were living in Africa, and they had this tent. They were Bedouins, and they were wonderful people. They were sheep herders, and they were just living out in the desert land. And it was time for the children to go to bed. And their mother said, "Okay, get yourself ready for bed now." So the children put aside their toys and put aside all of their things, and they looked at each other and they said, "All right, who's going to tell the bedtime story tonight?" And their mother and father were doing their activities in the other part of their tent home, and they overheard the children, and all the children were settling down to their sleep bag, their sleep on the floor, and they were sitting on their covers. They weren't under them yet, and as they were sitting on their covers, they were saying, "Okay, who's going to tell the story tonight?" And so Dad comes walking in and he says, "Well, what's this here? What's this story business?" And he knew very well what the story business was, because he used to tell the stories all the time. But he'd been kind of busy lately, and he got away from it a little bit, and the children started telling stories to themselves. And so he said, "Well, Dad, you used to tell us lots of good stories, but you got busy, and so we had to tell our stories to ourselves." "That's just fine. That's just fine. Dad, will you tell us a story?" "Why, sure." So Dad sat down in the blanket with the boys and girls. He had three boys and three girls, and they were all between the ages of 7 and 15. And Dad says, "All right, kids, time for getting ready for bed. Here's a story that I like very much." And so he said to them, "Once upon a time I was a little boy."
"Dad, you were a little boy? You really were a little boy? You were a little boy too?"
"Yes." "Yes, I was a little boy and your mother was a little girl. That's a long time ago, but we were little people, just like you. And we were sitting on the blanket talking to our brothers and sisters, and the question came up, how can we do the schoolwork that Mother and Dad want us to do?"
"Schoolwork? You had to do schoolwork when you were a kid too, Dad?"
"Yes, I did. And I did schoolwork just like everybody else. And my grandmother and grandfather and great-grandmother and on back, they all had the schoolwork."
"Well, what kind of schoolwork did you do, Dad?"
"Well, I had to learn to count, so I could keep records of my sheep. And I had to learn to write, so I could put my name down, and I could write things in a proper way."
"But Dad, what do you write on?"
"Well, I wrote on the ground, or I wrote on a piece of sheepskin or something like that."
"Oh, well, that's what we do too."
"Yes, I know. And I had to learn how to speak the language so that I could articulate and speak my words beautifully and clearly and sharply, and everyone could understand what I was saying. But Dad, there are so many dialects and so many... Yes, son, there are so many dialects. But there is only one dialect that we all use all throughout all of our tribes. And that's the Bedouin dialect that we use, that lets each one of us talk with each other. But Dad, why do we have dialects when one language would be the one thing to do? Because it sure would be a lot easier to learn just one language. That's right, son. It would be easier to learn one language. But we like to speak in the idioms and the dialects that we're growing up with. And we learn to say certain things slovenly, perhaps. We say, come on, yeah, we don't get it. And, you know, sort of a snarl and sort of a unhappiness in our voice. And those are things that we pick up. But whenever we learn to articulate our proper language beautifully, all of the dialectic language goes away. All of that snarling attitude goes away, because we can understand ourselves and other people can understand us. And it encourages other people to speak well, too. Dad, is that why you always speak so clearly and so articulately? By the way, Dad, what does articulate mean? Well, articulate means to speak very clearly and precisely. To articulate your words is to speak your words so that they are the same at all times. When you say, come here, please, you don't say, come here, what you doing? Come, you know. You say, come here, please. And you say it with love in your heart. And you say it with joy. You articulate. Oh, you know, Dad, I heard you and Mom mention the word articulate a number of times, the older boy said, but I never really knew what it meant. Well, that's what it means. Dad, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, yes, it does, doesn't it?
Well, now, boys and girls, it's time to slip under the covers and go to sleep. So, you prepare for your bed now. And, okay, Dad, thank you. And so all the kids slipped under the covers. And they got ready for sleep. And I looked over at them and I said, you boys and girls have the greatest dad in the world. I bet your mom is wonderful, too.
Oh, yeah, my mom is great, too. Our mom is real special.
And I think that it's wonderful that your dad takes time to teach you the things that are necessary in life. Oh, Mr. Kendall, there is so much that we have to be thankful for, because we do have a dad who cares about us, and we do have a mother who shares with us and cares about us and keeps us always doing what is beautiful and good. Well, boys and girls, you are blessed indeed. I am honored to spend an evening with you. Thank you for your invitation. Oh, Mr. Candle, you're always welcome, and you're always here. Even if we don't get you lit, you're here, because we can't always burn a candle, because we don't always have, you know, the enough money to buy candles and stuff, but whenever we do, you're there, and you're there even if we're not lit, Mr. Candle. Remember that? Oh, I remember that, boys and girls. Okay, now, here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust, which is a very special dust, and it's full of articulation. It's full of joy. It's full of peace. And wherever Mr. Sandman sprinkles his pixie dust, you fall asleep and have the most wonderful, intelligent dreams anyone could ever have. And when you wake up, you will articulate your words beautifully, precisely, and wonderfully. And you will know how to speak. You will know how to write. You'll know how to do arithmetic. You'll know how to do all those things. Really, Mr. Candle? Really? That's right, boys and girls. Now slip under the covers and call your mom and dad and say, Mom, Dad, come, hug us in, hug us. I love you, I love you, I love you. And with that, Mr. Sandman sprinkled his pixie dust all over the children, and they fell sound asleep. And I said to them as they were drifting off, boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle. I'll see you another time. And just know that I love you. I love you. I love you.